Good morning, and welcome to Mornings for the Master, right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAleer, your Thursday morning host, and I want to thank you for joining me today as we spend the next hour or so in God's Word. And we are going to be continuing our Thursday study of the book of Daniel today. I do remind you that Mornings for the Master is heard each weekday here on the Gospel Radio Network, and each day you have a different host and a different course of study. And as I said, we are studying the book of Daniel on Thursdays at this time, and today we are going to examine chapter 3, and we're going to look at faith in the face of fire. Now, let's go to Daniel chapter 3, and let's read this chapter together. Daniel 3, beginning in verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command. So they brought. Nebuchadnezzar spoke to them. Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered, and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke to his counselors. Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire, into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to him, to the king, True, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together. And they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor was their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel, and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. In Daniel chapter 1, we were introduced to the three companions of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Like Daniel, they were young men taken from Judah into captivity, and they were trained to serve before the king. Notice chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. Like Daniel, they were blessed by God, and they impressed the king after their period of training. Go back to chapter 1 now, and notice verses 17 through 20. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. Daniel chapter 3 reveals more about the character of these three young men. In recounting an incident that has fascinated many, both young and old, it, chapter 3, just like chapter 1, illustrates the power of a strong faith, even in a young person. So let's begin now by examining their faith and their trial they would endure. Now, it begins by considering the events that would lead up to the fiery furnace. We begin by considering Nebuchadnezzar's image and his command to worship it. Let's notice now verses 1 through 7. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And the king Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, and symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Now next, in our account, we see the accusation that is made against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Notice verses 8 through 12. "Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke, and they said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Now next, let's see the king's threat of the fiery furnace. Verse 13. "Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?'" Now let's consider the nature of their trial they would endure. Now, what would take place to save their situation? We had seen that they had been promoted over the affairs of Babylon. verse 12, said they are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. So they were going to lose their position as well as their lives if Nebuchadnezzar has his way. They would be asked to, or demanded to, sacrifice their conscience. All they needed to do was to conform outwardly. But of course we know that to do so would have meant they were disobedient to God. We recall Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 and 5. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. But we see that we can endure and face similar trials today. The temptation to save ourselves from such situation is strong. Things such as, perhaps for a young person, their popularity at school, tested by doing things our peers or teachers do not see wrong, but we know is wrong. Perhaps in our work, when we are demanded by the boss or the company, attempting to require us to do something that might be illegal or unethical or immoral, tempting us to sacrifice our conscience. It would be easy to conform outwardly, to just go along with the crowd, but our conscience would condemn us, and so would God. Likely, we all have been tempted in some way like this. And how did we react? How should we have reacted? How did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego react to their situation? Let's consider their testimony. They demonstrated faith in the power of God. Verse 16 and 17, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. They believed that God was able to deliver them from the fiery furnace if it fell within God's will. They had faith in the will of God. Notice verse 18 again. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. If it was not God's will to deliver them, so be it. They would still not worship other gods, nor the golden image. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego purposed in their heart to serve God no matter what. They were much like Job in the midst of his affliction. Job chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job chapter 13 and verse 15. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were much like the prophet Habakkuk, who would praise God even in suffering. Notice Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills." Like the apostles, who rejoiced to suffer in Jesus' name, so were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego for God. Acts chapter 5, verse 27 here, with the apostles, we see, "And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Secular history tells us of the martyr Polycarp and of the prayer he offered as he was being burned at the stake. Notice this from the martyrdom of Polycarp. "O Lord God Almighty, the Father of thy beloved and blessed Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we have received the knowledge of thee, the God of angels and powers, and of all creation, and of the whole race of the righteous who live in thy presence, I bless thee for that thou hast granted me this day and hour, that I might receive a portion amongst the number of martyrs in the cup of thy Christ, under resurrection of eternal life, both of soul and of body, in the incorruptibility of the Holy Spirit. May I be received among these in thy presence this day, as a rich and acceptable sacrifice, as thou didst prepare and reveal it beforehand, and has accomplished it, thou that art the faithful and true God. For this cause, yea, and for all things, I praise thee, I bless thee, I glorify thee, through the eternal and heavenly high priest, Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, through whom with him and the Holy Spirit be both glory now and for the ages to come. Amen." Examples like that are truly examples of faith in the hour of trial. This is what it means to have faith and trust and commitment in the Lord. What about our own personal trials, whether at school or at work? Have we been true to God in those moments, no matter the cost? And with that in mind now, let's consider the triumph of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The rest of the chapter reveals to us how these three were saved in the fiery furnace. Let's pick up in verse 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God." And next, in verses 26 through 30, we see how Nebuchadnezzar was led to bless the one true and living God. Verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar went to the near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. But now, let's consider what their trials brought upon them. They would certainly gain a new sense of freedom. They entered the furnace bound, but were soon seen loose and walking. Pick up in verse 23. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." The very thing presumed to destroy them enabled them to walk freely. So our own trials can be used to set us truly free. Remember James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." They were encouraged by a new source of fellowship. Remember, there was a fourth person seen in the fire. Verse 25, "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." The identity of this fourth person is not certain. Some people think it was an angel. Some, and myself included, believe it was a pre-incarnate appearance of the Christ. Whichever, it suggested a close communion and fellowship with God. So our trials can bring us closer to God. We see this explained by the Hebrew writer. Notice Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 11. "And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." And this, of course, is promised by Jesus himself. Notice Revelation 3 and verse 12. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21 says, to him who overcomes I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. In Revelation chapter 7, verses 13 through 17, we read, then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are both before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eye. These events afforded Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego a new opportunity to serve the Lord, even the king. Verse 30, then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. They were promoted to even higher positions. Just as Joseph, who in his trials went from slave to steward, from prisoner to Pharaoh's second in command, so our faithfulness in trial will lead to greater things. Matthew 25:21 says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Revelation chapter 2, verses 25 through 27. But hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels. As I also have received from my Father. So now let's consider our applications today to Daniel chapter 3 as we bring things toward a close today. What a wonderful example of faith we find in these three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were committed to serving God no matter what the consequence. Believing that God can bring deliverance, they were willing to accept death if God deemed it not his will. Demonstrating that faith in the face of a fiery furnace could lead to great things. And the most important outcome of this incident, which we really have not mentioned, and that is the fact that their actions would bring glory to God. Notice the praise that was given by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, beginning in verse 28. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own god. Therefore I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." And so, the truth is that our faith and our works should be to the praise and the glory of God. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." What kind of faith do we have? Is our faith only something we use in emergencies? Is it something we only want to use when it goes our way? Let's commit to make our faith to be one like the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. To be people of God committed to serving the Lord and always ready to demonstrate our faith in the face of fiery trials, just as they did in the fiery furnace. Lessons for us from Daniel chapter 3. I hope our study this morning has been an encouragement to you, uplifting to your faith. The study of this chapter is certainly uplifting to me. If the Lord wills and we're able to be together next week, we will continue our study of the book of Daniel as we encounter chapter 4. I hope that you'll join me. Remember that this program will be replayed this evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or two. Remember to stay tuned today for all of the programming here on TGRN. And tomorrow on Mornings for the Master, your host will be Brother Chip Horton, who will bring another amazing lesson, as he always does. And we'll look forward to that. I hope that you'll join him tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long. Have a great day, and may the Lord bless.